For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's start barking about some sports. I don't know what this channel is going to be exactly. It's going to be a grab bag of things, but it's going to be sports, cameras, music. I don't know, whatever I want it to be. If I want to talk about my favorite pornos, we'll talk about my favorite pornos. So anyways, let's get right into things. First thing I want to talk about today, Tua Tagovailoa. So Tua Tagovailoa, ever since the end of the 2020 NFL season, this guy has got no respect whatsoever. Now, I will say, Tua Tagovailoa did not do a fantastic job at taking risks. Tua Tagovailoa was very conservative in his play. But he still completed 64% of his passes for 11 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and over 2,000 yards in what is a little more than a half season. I don't blame them for bringing Fitzpatrick in. They brought him along slower. Tua says that his hip feels way better, 10 times better than it did last year. I think he's being untreated fairly by the media. I think the expectations of rookie quarterbacks now have just grown exponentially. Joe Burrow looked good when he was playing, but he didn't look like the second coming of anyone. He just looked good. You saw the potential. You saw that he was probably going to turn into a very good starter for the Bengals. Since when does 11 touchdowns against 5 interceptions at 64% completion percentage suggest someone's a bust? That's news to me. Peyton Manning had a terrible rookie season. I'm sure they saw glimpses, but he didn't have a good rookie season. So Tua Tagovailoa plays it safe and a little bit careful. Brian Flores, defensive-minded. Team had a really solid special teams and an okay defensive unit. They were kind of playing defensive football all year long. Ryan Fitzpatrick lit it up here and there, but he's a risk taker, and he's 38 years old. Tua Tagovailoa is a rookie who's not completely confident in his hip and not completely confident in just jumping right in as a rookie and lighting the world on fire. So for people to just write him off already is crazy to me. Like, 11 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and 64% completions. I know I've said it a lot, but I don't see much wrong with that as a rookie. The problem was the conservative play. He didn't take shots. I get it. You wanted to see him take some shots, and he probably could have had a better rookie year if he would have taken some shots, but he's probably going to take some shots this year. That's probably what Tua Tagovailoa is going to do. He's got a much better supporting cast. Last year, let's be real, Mike Gesicki has been okay. He's shown flashes of brilliance even, but he's not there yet. Devontae Parker has always kind of been 50-50 on whether he's going to show up and have a really good game. He's a solid number two receiver. Now, we've got a healthy Preston Williams coming back, and Jaylen Waddle, and Will Fuller. There's some weapons now. There's reasons to take risks. There's going to be guys that are more than just a step or two open. Devontae Parker's never been a get-open guy. He's a go-up-and-get-it guy. Whenever Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the game last year, I was excited because I'm like, he will throw it up to Devontae. He'll throw it up to him. Devontae will come down with 75% of those. Tua, in the game, I'm like, ugh. You know, this rules Devontae out as far as a fantasy option goes, because Tua was playing it safe. He wasn't comfortable yet. So let's just calm down on the Tua hate just a little bit. Just a little bit. He's probably going to be pretty decent. He's probably going to be really good. We're probably going to be eating our words, not my words, because I've been happy with Tua. I mean, he's a rookie. I just don't expect. Yeah, Justin Herbert made him look really bad. Kinda. I mean, Justin Herbert looked really good. No one expected that. Justin Herbert looked great. Justin Herbert also had Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, Austin Ekeler. Miami has Miles Gaskins and Devontae Parker. It's going to get better. Tua's going to look better. It's not going to be such a big deal. Let's move on. Let's talk about LeBron James. LeBron James. I grew up, actually, I live in Ohio now, and I've grown up here, and I've been a LeBron James guy and a Joe Burrow guy, and anybody out of Ohio I typically support. But I've been a LeBron James fan for a long time. That's starting to fade. LeBron James, I know you've all seen the memes, the guy that got hit with the pitch, Major League Baseball player, split him open good. He was down for like 36, 35, 4 seconds. I don't remember. LeBron James gets poked in the eyes down for like a minute and a half. Either LeBron James has got the lowest pain threshold in sports, or this shit's getting old. This shit might just be getting old. LeBron James has gotten quite annoying. Still have a ton of respect for LeBron James. I still root for him, but I'm not the super fan that I once was because the act is just getting a little old. Like, I have a 7-year-old that's very dramatic. Very, very dramatic. LeBron James reminds me of my 7-year-old.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So much drama. The flops are they're ridiculous. The Chris Paul hard foul bullshit. 1998, that wouldn't have got called a foul at all. That was junk. Absolute junk. LeBron fell and fell hard. That's on him. He's a super athlete. He probably could have not fallen had he wanted to. I mean, we've seen him do some pretty crazy shit in the air. He probably could have landed on his feet. He's still cat-like, even at his age. It's getting a little old. Getting a little long in the tooth, LeBron, with all this stuff that you're doing, all the goofy shit. I don't know if you're trying to demand the calls just because you're aging, and I don't think you're falling off, but those injuries are going to take its toll. You're going to start getting injured a little more often, nicky-knack injuries. But just overall, really aggravating stuff. It's getting harder and harder to watch LeBron James and to really feel good about yourself rooting for him. Like, I know he's still, I got a lot of respect. Again, he does a lot for the community. He's a generous fella, you know, but watching him on the court's getting hard. Not offensively, just when he gets fouled, when he gets touched, when he gets poked, when he gets prodded, when you rub elbows with him a little bit. Eventually, somebody's going to rub an elbow just firm enough, he's going to go flying across the court. And he'll be down for 112 seconds, and there will be a meme about him for 112 seconds and Gordon Hayward splitting the other leg in two and being down for like 46. Quit it, LeBron. Moving on. Tim Tebow. I love talking about Tim Tebow. Here's another thing that the media just goes off about, and it's just uncalled for. Tim Tebow, even at 33, I guarantee you he is an exceptional athlete that keeps himself in great shape. We've already seen reports of that. But Tim Tebow is, I don't care if he's a distraction to the media. On the football team, it doesn't seem like he's a distraction. The guys seem to love him. He's a hard worker. If anybody can convert to tight end, it's probably him. And even if he's not that good, even if he's just NFL capable, he can play in the NFL for a couple years as long as he's NFL capable. I'm going to predict he'll make the team. I think he'll make the team. I think you'll even see some shit out of Tebow that you're like, dang, Urban Meyer knew what he was doing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to go on record as to say Urban Meyer knows what he's doing. The Travis Etienne pick was terrible, not because of Etienne, but because of the team. They didn't need him. Maybe I could be proved wrong on that by Urban, but I don't know. But Tebow, I actually think, is a pretty smart signing. This team hasn't had a tight end forever, and I know Tim Tebow's not really a tight end, but he might be. He could be. He'll work hard at it. He's going to make some noise in some fashion other than kneeling and praying, which I don't know what the big deal of that is anyways. Like, I don't do it myself, but whoop-de-doo. Tim Tebow, I wish you the best of luck. I wish you the absolute best of luck. I just think he seems like a great guy. He's a great guy. Last subject on Barkin Sports. WNBA players. Another meme I've been seeing way too much, and it just gets aggravating, is highest paid WNBA player makes $200,000. Steph Curry makes 200 and X amount, thousands, every two quarters. Okay. There's a pretty reasonable explanation and a counterpoint here. WNBA doesn't make nearly the money that the NBA does. Not even close. So that shit's a little bit silly. But on the other hand, the NBA plays 50% of their revenue out to the players, while the WNBA pays out 20% of their revenue to the players. This probably makes sense because the other aspects of the WNBA business, I don't know why I use quotations there, but I'm trying to think of the whole picture, the arenas, the employees, you know, the scheduling, the trips, the just there's so much that goes into all this stuff. They probably wouldn't be very profitable if they paid the players more than 20%, but it is time to pay the players more than 20%. I'm not saying you jump straight to 50, maybe you jump to 35 and see how that starts getting things moving. But the memes about the WNBA players making a fraction of what the NBA players make, of course they do. The WNBA is not drawing the viewership, the sponsors, the TV ratings. It's just not even close. So, of course, they're not getting paid much. I've worked a lot of jobs in my time. The one I got paid the most at was the one that had the highest profit margin. Pretty simple. I left that job because it sucked. I hope the WNBA players don't do the same thing. But profit margin is king when it comes to getting paid if you've got the right ownership in place. By the way, that owner of the place that paid me the highest, not the right ownership. No. But their profit margin was good. Not the right ownership for 2021 when you're supposed to be a decent human being. That's what I'll say. Anyways, that's all I got for Barkin Sports this week. This channel, again, going to be a grab bag of a lot of different things. Whatever I feel like talking about, I'm going to be barking something at you. So thanks for watching. See you guys next time. As soon as I got some more things that are on my mind I want to talk about, who knows what I can talk about from here. Go check out Stuck in My Generation podcast, TRL, Topic Request Live podcast, Obscure Mics on YouTube, microphones, audio gear, all that good stuff. Not a podcast. And I think that's it. Mostly, I believe. I think. Sure. Barkin Sports. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.